Hello?
Hi, someone just called.
Yes, I was
How can
trying to
I
get
help
in
you?
touch with Jasmine, but
Jasmine?
the number I have is saying that it can't be reached.
What number do you have?
267-511-7410.
Okay, so it's not you, it's not 511, it's 551. But how can I help you? Maybe I can help you. Maybe she might be unavailable.
I was talking to her about becoming a health aide for my mom.
So your mom has already signed up for the home care services?
I think that's what we were doing when I was talking to her, but I didn't have all my mother's information, so I had
Oh,
to
so you
come to
have
my
it
mother's
now?
house. Yes, I'm with my mom now.
Do you have a Medicaid ID?
Yes, she has Medicaid.
Okay, what? Where is she located?
In Berks County.
Okay, and so you have the ID?
Yes.
Okay, what's her Medicaid ID?
Let me get your Medicaid ID. Give me one second.
Sure, no problem.
No, I
No, I need the number. Where's
What's your mother's
the car?
name?
Elsie Gonzalez.
Elsie Gonzalez. I think she did get the information. Looks like she did get the information. Let me see if she's missing anything.
She waits for that man.
I'll try to tell you over there. Now to come like chaos, but I didn't beat.
Okay, so do you have the Medicaid ID?
She has two of them. She has the Medicare health insurance,
No, not
Part A and
Medicare,
B.
Medicaid.
Okay, so that's the
If you don't have the ID, you have to check with
Americare.
their date of birth and social security number. That's easier.
Not these. You got a Medicaid ID?
Huh?
Do you have a Medicaid ID?
No, because I got Medicare and that one. And that's it.
I don't see a social on this. She said the only one she have is the AmeriHealth
Oh,
sense of
so
VIP
if you
care.
give me the date of birth and social, I would be able to look up her Medicaid ID.
Her date of birth is March 17th,
54, 1954.
1954.
Okay. And do you have the social?
Which is social?
115
115.
52
52,
52
52,
99.
99.
99. Okay. Oh, it's coming. Okay. Elsie Gonzalez, and she has a
Yes.
Mary Health Community Health Choices. Yes. Okay. So, just want to make sure she didn't submit the information. What information did Jasmine take? It doesn't come up any. Okay. Okay, so her name is E-L-S-I-E. Last name is G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the best number to reach? Does she have a number we can reach her on?
Yes, it's 610-500-0759.
59. Is there any other number we can add on file just to have another number?
My phone number is 571-495-8767.
Okay. And does she have a caregiver to sign up? Will you be the caregiver?
Yes, I will be the caregiver.
You'll be the caregiver. Okay. So let me add your name as the caregiver. 571-495-8767. And what's your name?
Nikki. N-I-C-K-Y.
And the same last name?
The last name is Irizarry. I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y.
R-R-Y. Irizarry. Okay, are there any minors present in the home? Where else to live? Can I have the address, please?
1401 Walnut Street, Reading, Pennsylvania, 19602, apartment 2.
19602, and it's apartment 2. Okay, and that's in Reading, it says in Berks County. Is it 19604 or 19602? The zip code.
Ma.
Look,
is your zip code 19602 or 604? Four. I'm sorry.
Four.
My
yeah,
area
okay.
code is 602.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, are there any conditions that she has that we need to know?
Health conditions?
Yeah, like what does she need assistance with?
Because she can barely walk. Like she has a hard time walking and standing for a long period of time.
So I guess she needs a walker.
Her, she has a cane.
A cane.
She uses a cane. She can't hear. She lost her hearing.
Uh-huh.
She has hearing aids, but it works somewhat. It's not 100%. She has asthma. You know, she just it's things that she can't do on her own. She can't go food shopping. She can't wash her clothes. And I take her to her doctor's appointments. I come, I cook for her because she can't stand for too long.
I see, okay. So let me just go over to make sure I got all the information. Did Jasmine give you any information? Because it looks like she provided the broker number that you reach out to the assessment to get the waiver approved.
When I spoke to her, she gave me a number to contact her back.
Oh, just this. Okay, and you got the wrong number. Okay, so let me give you my direct number just in case you have any questions.
Okay,
and I'll send
in
the information to our enrollment team, and you could expect a call from one of our enrollment specialists. And in the meantime, I'll give you also a number of a broker, which you could reach out to start with the assessment to get her approved for the home care.
Okay.
So let me know when you're ready to take the two numbers down, mine and the broker's number.
I'm ready.
So my number is 267-551-7427. And the broker's number is 877-550-4227.
4227?
Yeah.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Shindel. S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Okay. So she'll call the broker to get the assessments and all that?
Right. The first assessment, so you can start with the process to get the services as soon as possible. And she could also expect the call from our enrollment team.
Okay. All right. Is there are the broker still open? Can she call now?
It should be, yeah.
Okay. And I have, again, she's hard of hearing. Can I talk for her?
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
So. The enrollment team is going to call her phone, right? Or they're going to call
my
phone.
Right, the call probably her phone, because that's what I put in that as the main number. But do you want me to add your phone to call you on your phone?
Yes, because, again, it's hard for her to hear.
Yeah,
and
no
if she
problem.
Doesn't
so
have
I'll
the
just,
number saved.
I see. Yeah. So I'll just add your phone to call, to be contact, your number to be contacted.
Okay.
Okay. And any questions, you can reach out in the meantime.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yes. Thanks for calling.
You have a great day.
Have a great, you too.